There are some people who may ask that we see a few Muslims who offer salah 5 times a day, but yet they cheat, they are not honest, they are unrighteous people. So how come when you say salah is a programming towards righteousness, few Muslims we know who offer 5 times salah, very regular, but yet they are not righteous? The answer to this question was given by the Qari in the beginning of a talk, and he recited verses from Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse number 1 and 2, which says, قَدْ أَفْلَاحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Indeed, successful are the believers, those who pray with humility and attentiveness. Arabic word, khashi'un, is derived from khushu, which means humility and attentiveness. So Allah says, all those who offer salah with attentiveness and humility, they will indeed be successful. They will derive the benefits. But all those who only pray outwardly, without humility and attentiveness, they will not derive the benefits of salah. So these few Muslims who offer salah and do not derive the benefits and are not righteous, it is because they only offer the salah outwardly, without humility and attentiveness. And for a person to be attentive but natural, he should know the meaning of what is offering the salah, and he should follow the commandments what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. For example, in the salah, if the imam after Surah Fatiha recites Surah Ikhlas and says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, say he is Allah one and only, all the Muslims who come to the mosque to offer salah, they agree that Allah is one and only. No one says there is more than one Allah. Who is the imam giving guidance to? What the imam is doing, he is conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims and saying, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, say he is Allah one and only. Go and tell to those people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not believe Allah is one, go and tell them that say there is Allah one and only. So the imam is telling the Muslim, go out and tell to the other people who do not believe Allah is one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and only, and describe to them the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many Muslims offer salah, but when they immediately finish their salah, the message what they received in their salah has no impact on their life at all. And the main reason is because they have not understood the message. So if you don't understand the message, how will you implement it? You have to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to derive the benefits of the salah. For example, if you have a servant who is very punctual, who is very regular in coming to work, and he comes to the office and he praises you, but when you give him any work or ask him to even get a glass of water, he continues praising you but does not get the glass of water. You ring the bell and your servant comes running to you. Yes, master. When you tell him that this is an important, urgent letter, please deliver it to my client, it's very urgent, your servant stays in the office and continues saying, I am obedient to my master. My master is great. What will you do? Will you give him a promotion? Will you give him a bonus? Will you kick him out of the job? So similarly, it is the duty that the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human beings, we should follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only by offering praises, it's not sufficient. For example, a sick man, he goes to a doctor, and the doctor gives him a prescription, and he writes in it that you have to take the following tablets thrice a day. The patient takes the prescription, and religiously, very dedicatedly, he reads the prescription thrice a day. but does not implement on the message of the prescription. He does not take the tablets. Do you think he'll be cured of his sickness? So in order to derive the benefit of the salah, you should even follow the commandments which we get in the salah. That's the reason there are few people who offer salah but do not get the benefit of the salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a few of these people in Surah Ma'un, chapter number 107, verse number 4 to 7, which says, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. That woe to the worshippers, those who are neglectful of the prayers, who only pray to be seen of men, but do not even provide neighborly needs. With such people, the Holy Quran says, only pray to be seen of men. Woe to them, curse them. The Holy Quran says in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse number 142, that the hypocrites, when they stand in prayers, they do not stand with earnestness. They only pray to be seen of men, and little do they have Allah in remembrance. Allah says, there are people who are hypocrites, who only pray to be seen of men, but do not pray with earnestness, neither remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their salah. Every Muslim, it is compulsory that he should offer salah 5 times a day. There is no option. Even when he is traveling, he should offer salah. But there are certain concessions given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse number 101, that when you travel in the earth, there is no blame on you if you shorten your salah. When you are traveling, you can shorten the 4 rakats of Zohar, Asr, and the last Isha salah to 2 rakats. You can even combine the Zohar and the Asr salah, as well as combine the Maghrib and the Isha salah. It's a concession given to you. There's no excuse for you not to pray. Even in the battlefield, you have to offer salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the guidance how salah should be offered in the battlefield. The Holy Quran says in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 102, that, O Prophet, when thou standest for salah in the battlefield, take 1 party of the men to stand with you for salah along with the arms. And when they finish the salah, let them go behind and ask the other party to offer salah. But you can have the arms in your hand when you're offering salah. The Holy Quran says in Surah Baqarah chapter 2, verse number 239, that if you fear any danger or any enemy, you can even pray on the foot or while riding. But when you are in security, celebrate the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has taught you. The Holy Quran says that offering salah is compulsory, irrespective if you are at war, in danger. And the Quran says in Surah Nisa chapter 4, verse 103, that offer the salah standing or sitting or lying. But when you're free from danger, offer it in the regular manner. In the battlefield, if you fear there's danger or any other danger, you can offer salah even while standing or sitting or lying on your side. Even if you're sick, the Holy Quran says in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3, verse number 191, that the believers offer the salah standing, sitting or lying on their sides. As mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. And the translation of Sahih Bukhari has got 9 volumes. This is the first volume. As mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. Volume number 2. In the book of Taqseer. Chapter number 19. Hadith number 218. That a person approached the Prophet and said he was suffering from hemorrhoids. 5. How should he perform the salah? The Prophet said, pray while standing. If you can't do it, pray while sitting. If you can't do it, pray while lying on your side. Even if you are sick, you have no excuse for missing your salah. If you can't stand, pray while sitting. If you can't sit, pray while lying on your side. You can even pray with ishara, with just indication. But offering salah is compulsory. There is no excuse for you to miss your salah. The Holy Quran says in Surah Maida chapter 5, verse number 55, that your true friends are no less than Allah, His Messenger, and the believers who offer their salah, who practice regular charity, and who humble themselves. It's mentioned in Abu Dawud. This is Abu Dawud. Abu Dawud has got 3 volumes. It's mentioned in Abu Dawud, volume number 1, in the book of Salah, chapter number 300, hadith number 863. The Prophet said that the first thing a person will be asked to account amongst all his actions on the day of judgment is Salah. This is the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inquire you is regarding Salah. And the Holy Prophet said, it's mentioned Sahih Muslim. This is Sahih Muslim. Few people may have the translation. It's available in Arabic. This is Sahih Muslim. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Volume number 1. Sahih Muslim consists of 4 volumes. This was the first volume. Mentioned volume number 1. In the Book of Faith. Chapter number 36. Hadith number 146. That the difference between a man and the difference between a mushrik, a polytheist, and kafir, an unbeliever, is the negligence of salah. It's mentioned Abu Dawud, volume number 3, in the Kitab al-Sunnah, chapter number 1691, hadith number 4661, it says that the difference between a servant and a kafir, an unbeliever, is the abandonment of prayer. Means anyone who's negligent of his salah, or abandoned salah, according to this hadith, he is equivalent to a kafir. The Holy Quran says in Surah Mudaththir, chapter 74, verse number 41-43, ask the sinners, that what led them into the hellfire, and they will say, we were not of those who offered salah, we were not of those who prayed. There is a beautiful dua given in the Holy Quran in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse number 40, which says that, O my Lord, make me one who establishes regular prayers and raise such people amongst my offspring. O my Lord, grant me this favor. The dua given in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse number 201, which is a very famous dua, is Rabbana atina fid dunya hasnatan wa fil akhirati hasnatan wa qina azabin nar. That O my Lord, give me the good in this world and in the hereafter, and save me from the torment of hellfire. I would like to end my talk by giving the quotation of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 162 and 163, which says, Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen la sharika lahu wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. That say, truly, my prayer, my service of sacrifice, my life and death is all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cherisher of this world. He has no partner, this I have been commanded, and I am of the first to bow to his will. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.